More than 150 trees were chopped along a West Seattle greenbelt, and a lawyer for a homeowner has released a statement saying his client hired a company to remove the trees to improve the view. There might have been others involved, too. Now one city council member says this was a crime. Lisa Herbold represents West Seattle in the city council, and she's told me what this area looks like right now.
You know, people who call it a clear cut aren't exaggerating. It's pretty dramatic. And from the area where I was standing on Saturday, I could tell that I couldn't see the entire area where it was, where the cutting has occurred. It's there are like a couple layers of or levels of slopes, and the area is huge. It's a full acre and a half.
Who had those trees cut and why?
Well, what we're hearing is that there were area property owners who were involved. We don't know much around specifics, but we know that the Parks Department was contacted by an attorney representing one of the parties, and in the letter that that attorney sent to the Parks Department, the attorney says that he is representing only one of the involved parties. So we know that there are other area property owners who were involved, but we also know that there was at least one, maybe more than one, company that was hired to do the work. So there's serious culpability there as well.
Why is it a crime to cut down these trees?
These trees belong to all of us. They're on public property. They are part of something called the Seattle Green Partnership, and the Seattle Green Partnership is an effort that focuses on particular areas. It identifies areas that have a critical environmental purpose and identifies those areas for environmental restoration work. And this area in particular is serving an anti-erosion purpose. It's, like I said, it's on a pretty steep slope, and so those trees hold everything up.
How much discretion does the city have in punishing these, if it's the homeowners that did it?
So there is the ability to pursue damages associated with the value of the trees, as well as penalties. And penalties can be both fines and criminal charges as well. So I'm looking to get more information about specifically what the city and state laws say about that.
What do you think about this being a felony? What's the proper punishment?
Well, I mean, like I said, I want to take a look at what the range of penalties is permitted in the law. But I think what's really important is that the penalty be sufficient enough to serve as a deterrent. We can't simply, the value of view to the value of property is not insignificant, and we can't have a situation where people simply write a check in order to capture the value of a view.
Right, that's the concern, that right, if you get enough money, oh, we'll pay the fine and have the view.
Right.
So do you think the city can recoup enough to pay for removing invasive plants, to control erosion, to plant native species, to, you know, and deter and punish?
I am going to be working to see that those objectives are part of the city's legal strategy moving forward. So I'm pleased that the city attorney has been so willing to share with me the work that he's been doing so far and researching what sanctions are available to the city.
Finally, council member, what's the more beautiful view, before the cutting or after?
Oh, it looks ugly now. I mean, even a neighboring homeowner who lives in the area and had nothing to do with the cutting says that the view beforehand was far more pleasing.
Lisa Herbold representing West Seattle on the Seattle City Council, and the city's looking into possible criminal charges for residents in West Seattle who illegally cut down trees on city property.